Shalom, everybody. Back to Sipur Maisios. It's been a little crazy month, but we'll be back on track. We start with Maisa Hey, Miben Melech Ma'avonim Tovos. I think this is one of the stories. Every story expresses the uniqueness of Breslov and what Rabbi Nachman was bringing to this world. I think this story, more than any story, although maybe I say that about every story, so I apologize. This really gives over what Rabbi Nachman was bringing to the world, what chiddush he was bringing to the world. So we'll start the ma'isa. Ma'isa b'melech echad shelo ayubanim. V'aloch asak b'daktorim. K'day shelot yeh malchusa ne'afeches lezorim. V'lo ilalo. V'gaz al yehudim shi'ispalo b'avur shelo banim. V'yehudim mevakshin u'mechapsin tzadik. K'day shi'ispalo v'yifal shelo banim. U'bikshu u'matzu tzadik gonus. V'amlu shi'ispalo shelo la'melech banim. V'ana she'enu yudeh klal. So we have a king here that doesn't have children. And the mashal, according to this beautiful sefer that we've been using, Orach Mishor, from Barlev, talks about that the melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does it mean he doesn't have children? He has physical children, but he doesn't have balik das. He wants to be mezgale, his malchus in this world, just like a king, when he has a son, he knows that he can be mezgale, his malchus in this world, not only through him, but also through his son. But if there's no sons, the king can't be mamshach his malchus and mezgal his malchus of the world. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without balei das, without people bringing down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus and light into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol cannot bring his light into this world. It's based on us to bring, to emanate Hashem's malchus into this world. So he went to doctors, and he wasn't able to find anything through the doctors. He had to find a tzaddik. And not only a tzaddik, but a tzaddik gonuz. A tzaddik that's not out there, a tzaddik that's not mefursim. And it says, ubikshu umotsu, based on, you know, yagati umatzati tamin, that if you look for the tzaddik gonuz, you're going to find. It's so hard for us to realize that we're going to find the tzaddik gonuz. That we're going to find the tzaddik, he's gone, but we have to be mevakesh, and mevakesh a tzaddik. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the davening to bring the das down to this world, to bring the das to my children. Va'ana she'enu yodea klal. Well, that sounds familiar. Rabbi Nachman says this many times. She'enu yodea klum. Right, the idea is when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he says, now I know that I don't know anything. Just to spend a little time, what does that mean? She'enu yodea klal. Clearly the tzaddik is a chacham, the tzaddik knows Torah. What does it mean, she'enu yodea klal? She'enu yodea klal, based on the tachlis ha'yidia ashelo neida, that the tachlis of all yidia is not to know. What does that mean, the tachlis of all of the yidia is not to know? If the whole point of yidia is to know, why is the tachlis not to know? The idea is that we don't have everything figured out in this world. The minute that you figure something out, and I heard this from Rav Gerzi B'Shem, his Rebbe Rav Weingott, B'Shem Rav Avram Sternartz, that the minute that you figure out something in this world, the minute you tag something in this world is the minute that you forget about it, that you move away from it. The more we realize that we don't understand something, the more we want to be ma'amik in it, the more we want to stay by it, the more we want to go into it. If you think that you understand your wife and you got your wife, so you move on, Khalilah. But the more you understand that I don't understand the depth of this, and the more I don't understand the depth of marriage and my children, the more you want to be ma'amik in the children. And this tzaddik, he wasn't good enough, like, I chapped it, I got it, I know it. There was always something more. There's always something more nister. That's what it means. Torah nister means that if the Arizal and Rishim Baruch Chai and the Baal Shem Tov were mezgala Torah nister, why is it nister still? It's not hidden anymore. The answer is to Torah nister. There's always another shlav. There's always another revadim. There's another layer to come out from it. That's what it means. Torah nister. Meaning it doesn't mean that once it's taught, it's known. You never know the Torah nister. There's always a little bit more, another tzad to go into it. And that's what it means, that the tzaddik is she'enu yodea klal, that this tzaddik is not, he's not happy with just, I got it, I understand, let's move on. V'odiyah la'melech v'sholach ha'melech p'kudosov ha'chor v'aviru osol ha'melech v'vitchi la'melech d'aber imo b'tov v'alo ha'ta yodea she'yudim em b'yodi la'asos b'rikitzoni al'kin eni mevakesh m'chatov that the king asked for a favor. Now that he could do anything with the Jews, he says to the tzaddik, do something good for me. Yispali yilubonim. Daven that Hashem have children. V'eftiach lo she'el ba'oso shon of vlad. And the tzaddik was maftiach to him at that year he'll have a vlad. V'holach l'mkom of yodo ma'amalka bat. And the princess gave forth to a bat. So they had a bat that was an amazing child. By 4 years old, she already knew all the chachmas. But if you notice, we're not going to go into this now. In Sipur Maisas, the 4 years old is a big. Keep in mind that 4 years old. We also see that by the Sheva Betlers, that the girl was 4 years old and the boy is 5 years old when they met each other. 4 years old is a big age. We're not going to go into it now, but keep in mind about that idea of 4 years old, so they had a bat, and then chachmos, ubzamech lishir, lishonos, and everybody went, The idea, the perish of this, is that the bat represented somebody who knew shas and poskim and was good and was a good over to Hashem, and everything was normal and everything was right and everything was perfect in the avodas Hashem. But the king still wanted a ben, even though the bat was so amazing. He wanted a ben. And the idea is that bat chila siman yafa lebanim. That first we have a bat and then we have a ben. Because he knew that even though that the bat is all gevaldik and the bat is shiros, is ishbachos to Hashem, and the bat is osik b'torah, there's something greater than that. Something greater than that he didn't want to give the malchus to a czar, because we know that the son will take over the malchus. The daughter is not going to take over the malchus. And he wanted something. He wanted something deeper, something even with more das. And then again, he tells the Jews to go find this tzaddik, and he wasn't able to find this tzaddik because this tzaddik was not in the world anymore. And he found another tzaddik on us. And he answered the same thing as the first tzaddik, that I don't know anything. He also didn't know anything. And again, like the threat that the Jews are in my hand, you have to, you know, I could put a gzeira on the Yehudim, and only the tzaddik is able to break the gzeira. The chacham says, okay, now I'll do this for you, but you have to do something, the king. You have to do something. This has to be a serusa de la tata. The first tzaddik was a serusa de la eila. And therefore, you gave birth a bat. If you want a ben, you have to do something. And he's about to tell him what to do. But just to spend a little bit of time, that the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach says, Ish mazriat chila yoledet bat. If the ish was mazriat chila, then we have a bat. If the ish is mazriat, then we have a ben. Hashem Yisborch is the mashpia, is the ish. So if it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if this tzaddik gets the bracha for this melech without any work of the melech, so then that's equals to the ish mazriat tchila, and then we have a bat. But if that the isha is mazriat tchila, then we have a ben. The isha represents the mekama, which represents us, which represents the melech, and therefore the king has to do something here. It has to be suus to the tata in order to be zocha ben. So here the king is telling something that he has to do. And what did he say that he has to do? Amal ha'chacham, ani tzorach shetavi kol minei avonim tovos. You have to bring me all the avonim tovos. Ki kol evan tov yesh lo skula acheret. Ki yesh eitza malachim sefer. Shekosav kol minei avonim tovos. Amar melech, ani otzi chetzi malchus kdei shile ben. The melech says, I'll do anything. I'll give chetzi malchus for the ben. Valach ve'evi lo kol minei avonim tovos. He brought all the meaning of avonim tovos. Ulachim ha'chacham ve'dikam. Ve'lachach kos yayin and asanus de tocho. And he gave it a kos yayin. He put all the... And he put the avonim tovos v'nosam chetzi akos la'melech l'shtot v'chetzi la'malka, and he put the avonim tovos in the kos, and he gave for the half to the melech to drink and half to the malka to drink, like a refuah type drink. Amar lem shelem ben. Through this drinking, you have a ben. Shekulu ma'avonim tovos. You're not going to only have a ben. You have a ben that's kulu ma'avonim tovos. Meaning the king was asking for a ben, and he's getting a lot more than he paid for it. Now he says, no, you can have a ben ma'avonim tovos. V'yibokola skulu shel avonim tovos. And he's going to have all the skulus of avonim tovos. So what are these avonim tovos that the tzaddik is telling the king to get? So the avonim tovos is the or pnimi that's found in every Jew. The Evan Tov, that's Meir La'odem Ora Emes. But in order to find the Evan, you have to go down. It's Rabbi Nachman talks about in Torah Tet. The Evan is Nekudos Ha'achtus Ben Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. The Evan is Notchikon Av V'Ben Kechada. The Av Evan is Av and Ben. It's a connection between the Av and the Ben. And the way that we have to find Avonim Tovos is we have to go through the sand and we have to go through the psolas first. As Rabbi Nachman talks about in Torah Samech, we all need it to get to anything good. You have to go through Hagdamos. You have to go through the psolas in order to get to the true Ashirus. In order to get to Avonim Tovos, you have to go through all of the dirt on top. And we have to little toshoto. And only there, then when we go through all the dirt, then we get to the Avonim Tovos as a Meir Orem. Similar to our Blei Leger says on Rosh Hashanah, we have honey. And in order to get to the honey, you have to go through all the bees and the sting of the bees. But from that, we could take out the honey from that pain. So too the Evan Tov, that we have to be ma'ale from Katlus Legalus. We have to get down deep in order to come to the Shorish and to be Mizgala the Nister. And to find the Avonim Tovos amongst all of the dirt and all of the other Avonims that are not so Tovos, to go down into the Yeridos, to go down into the Bizyonos, and to come and to find the Nekudas Tovos. The famous Reish Pei Bet, to find the Nekudas Tovos means to go through all the dirt. It doesn't mean to a gewaldig where you find the Nekudas Tovos in a minute. It means to go through all the dirt in order to find the Nekudas Tovos. And that's what he meant. That you have to take from the Avonim Tovos. That if you want the Ben, who's kul me Avonim Tovos, you have to find a Ben that you have to go through all the psolos that you're willing to work for. That you're willing to give Yisrus to the Tata for. And that's what the Tzaddik is saying, that you're going to need the Avonim Tovos. Bezod Hashem, next time we're going to go on talking about the idea of the Avonim Tovos and the Iker of the Avodas HaAdam in this world is to find the Nekudas HaEven HaTov Shelo. To find that Av the Ben, that connection point between the Av and the Ben, and this is the idea of the Ben that's going to come from the Avonim Tovos, that it's not just a bat where everything, and it's clear, it's good, it's easy riding, life is fine. The Ben is to find the Nekuda. Rabbi Nachman is not just happy with a good life, with everything fine, with everything perfect. Rabbi Nachman wants to go down into the pain. He wants to go down into the psolus and to find the Nekudas HaShorish. Not just to live, you know, life is good, life is fine. He goes down into the Shorish. And that's the Avonim Tovos that this Tzadi tells the king is that you have to bring me the Avonim Tovos.